This is Dakota Datebook for October 14th. In October 1918, World War I was winding down and would conclude in less than a month. Newspapers were still full of war news, with maps and details of troop movements dominating the front pages. However, on this date, in 1918, the war was pushed off the front pages of North Dakota newspapers by news of devastating fires that afflicted Minnesota. While readers could still learn about President Wilson negotiating the end of the war and German forces retreating, the headlines focused on the death and destruction caused by the massive fires in Minnesota. The end of summer 1918 was extremely dry in Minnesota. The state's lumber industry had left scraps of dry wood chips littering the forests, much of it near railroad tracks. Locomotives of the time emitted sparks, creating a recipe for disaster. The extent of the devastation was difficult to comprehend. Northern Minnesota was a smoldering ruin, with over 1,500 square miles burned. Although the death toll was reported at 1,000, that number was expected to rise as more bodies were discovered. Many who escaped with their lives were left homeless, and property loss was estimated to reach millions of dollars. Several towns were completely destroyed, with communities that thrived on Saturday obliterated by Sunday. It was estimated that the fires would be the most expensive natural disaster since the San Francisco earthquake of 1906. North Dakotans wasted no time in springing into action. The Fargo newspaper did not make a formal appeal for funds, yet every mail delivery brought in contributions from readers. There had been concerns that people purchasing Liberty Bonds to support the war effort might not have additional funds to donate for fire relief. The paper noted that the state had enjoyed a most bountiful harvest and a prosperous year, and people were eager to help their less fortunate neighbors. Grand Forks saw a similar response. North Dakotans did not hesitate, immediately contributing to a relief fund. The hastily organized Fire Relief Fund received donations pouring in, and within a few days, the fund stood at over $1,000, with more contributions arriving daily by mail. Minnesotans expressed their appreciation for the immediate generosity of their neighbors in North Dakota. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.